In the true spirit of sportsmanship, for the honor of our country, and for the glory of sport.
That's Donald Finlay, British athletic team captain, reading the Olympic Oath on July 29, 1948, at the start of the Summer Games. History remembers the Olympics that year as an important event because it was the first time the Games had been held following a 12-year hiatus brought about by World War II. The war in Europe had concluded just 3 years before, and London still showed the scars of bombings. Murray State history professor Bill Mulligan.
And I think 48 symbols, you know, in many ways, let's get back to normal. We'll gather together and celebrate, you know, sport, celebrate this Olympic experience, and try to put the world, which has become all in turmoil for so long, you know, put that behind us and try to move forward.
One might imagine that the whole nation gathered together around their radio sets on the day of the opening ceremonies, ready to cheer on the athletes. Right?
No, not really.
Terry Carlton lives in Paducah, but in 1948, he was a 15-year-old schoolboy. Carlton says in his hometown of Leeds, England, the family radio only picked up local sports.
Mum and Dad, you never heard them talk about, oh, well, there's this big thing going on down in London. It's called the Olympics. We didn't know about that.
What about Patricia Perkins of Murray? In 1948, Perkins had just moved to Weston-super-Mare, an English seaside resort. Does she remember the Olympics?
No, I don't. No, I guess I was too busy doing other things.
What gives? Shouldn't a big event like the Olympics be a major part of a young person's memory? Mulligan says you have to remember what had just happened a few years before. For one thing, World War II had a much bigger effect on Great Britain than it did on the United States.
You know, in 1948, if you're a young person, the Olympics far away in London might not register very much, as opposed to trying to get back into normal routine, your city being rebuilt, trying to reestablish the normal patterns of your lives.
Mulligan also notes that the Olympics weren't an overnight success.
But it really has been an evolutionary thing, and they've become increasingly popular both as media coverage has expanded and as the ability to travel to the sites has become easier.
But that doesn't mean the Brits didn't care about sport. Carlton says sport has always been an important part of British culture. In 1947, he held the country's third highest record for high jump. That same year, he remembers participating in a local games competition.
We did the 4x160. Yards relay, and we won it with flying colors. And I was going that fast at the last lap. I think I went another half a lap before I could stop. But that's what sports were about in those days.
Carlton says over the years he's become an Olympics watcher. He particularly enjoys gymnastics. And he has a strong opinion about the Games returning to his home country after 64 years.
Well, the only thing I can say is it's about time.
Carlton says few countries can compare with Great Britain's spirit of sportsmanship. For WKMS News, I'm Angela Hatton.